had to apologise for calling ministers morons, but says government was dysfunctional and that it was insane that senior officials went on holiday.
I think I was reflecting a widespread view amongst competent people at the centre of power at the time about the calibre of a lot of senior people who were dealing with this crisis extremely badly.
The director of a hospital in northern Gaza says hundreds of people have been injured and killed in a blast at a refugee camp. The Hamas-run Interior Ministry has blamed an Israeli airstrike on the Jabalia camp. Israel's military says it's looking into the incident. We can't independently verify the claims. The Labour leader is being criticised by human rights groups over his refusal to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Sir Keir Starmer says it's the wrong time because it would allow Hamas conduct further attacks. Plans to scrap nearly all train station ticket offices in England have been abandoned. The proposals have been met with intense opposition from passengers, transport groups and unions. The King's expressed his deepest regret over atrocities suffered by Kenyans as they fought for independence from Britain. His Majesty's in the country on his first visit to a Commonwealth nation since his coronation. Kenya's celebrating the 60th anniversary of the end of colonial rule.
There were abhorrent and unjustifiable acts of violence committed against Kenyans as they waged a painful struggle for independence and sovereignty. And for that, there can be no excuse.
From New Year's Eve, XL bully dogs will need to be muzzled in England and Wales. It's part of a plan to ban the breed, with it becoming a legal requirement to register them from February. Saudi Arabia has been all but confirmed as host of the 2034 World Cup. It's the only remaining bidder after Australia pulled out. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
Welcome one and all. We all know the date. We all know the occasion. We all know that sense of foreboding. Oh no, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money because it's Halloween. Going to do trick or treating. Got to buy costumes. Got to wear fake blood. How annoying. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're okay. Hope you're having a fabulous, fabulous Tuesday evening. And it's great to be here with you on the Phoenix FM airwaves once again, 98.0 or phoenixfm.com, and ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Video feed available on Mixcloud. I'm not wearing anything scary or spooky. I just look fairly regular. But if you want to see what I look like, get yourself on Mixcloud. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can chat to me in the box on the side of the page as well. Fantastic. Well, clearly we're going to have Halloween-inspired music this evening. And I won't lie to you, I love listening to Joe Bailey's Drive Time show. I think if you've been listening to Phoenix before me, and in particular kind of at least the last 15 minutes before me, it'd be ridiculous if I started the show with the same track that Jo finished her show with. What a classic track. I was intending to do that. So there has been a last minute change to the first track of the evening on the show that goes like this tonight. But Michael Jackson's Thriller, absolute classic track. Also, whoever is benefiting most now from the royalties from Michael Jackson's music, his estate, his family, his offspring, whatever, they must love it when Halloween comes around. Like, yeah, it's good every year. All throughout the year, we're getting a decent amount of revenue in from the royalties. Halloween Thriller's been played about 20 million times more than normal today. That's bizarre. There we go. But I'm pretty sure this track will be getting a lot of airplay today as well. Another all-time classic of all time, I think it's fair to say. Do you already know what it is? Many people will just from that. You need to wait for the kick in if you're not 100% sure. Then it's definite. Oh, yes. Again, we'll get a lot of airplay on the 31st of October. I'll leave it to Ray Parker Jr. with some 80s memories.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
The show that goes like this, Halloween special with me, Ben Simmons, is on tonight, and you're a part of it if you're listening. Absolutely fantastic of you for doing so. If you want to get in touch, tell me anything spooky that's happened to you lately, feel free to drop me a line, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter /X, whatever you want to call it. Or you could just email me, studio@phoenixfm.com, which would be fantastic as well. But, you know, it's all going to be going on this Halloween spooktacular on the show that goes like this evening. Amazing Halloween-related tracks, and then I'm going to share with you some unsettling facts. You may find them unsettling. Some of them I'm like, ooh. And some of them I'm like, oh. Maybe you'll have similar feelings and make similar noises after hearing some of the facts I will impart to you in between the music. And there's going to be lots of sensational music, all with a slightly scary theme this evening. Anyone done anything scary so far? Have you been out trick-or-treating? If you're of the correct age, have you got a lot of sweets after knocking on doors? Well done. You know, I won't lie. I can be a bit miserable on Halloween. I haven't had a show broadcast on Halloween for quite a while. I haven't been live. And if I'm at home and people ring the bell, I frequently ignore it. Maybe that's miserable. Maybe it's not wanting to be tricked. I remember being at home with my mum and dad when I was a teenager, and they did trick. Someone came and said trick or treat, and for some reason, I think they must have still given them something. But we had a porch, and then these idiots threw eggs and flour in the porch one time. I guess they thought it was hilarious. I seem to remember my mum and dad not finding it all that hilarious, but there you go. I think I was at home at the time as well, going, that's weird, why have you done that? They didn't say trick. Anyway, I've clearly got over that trauma. Now, I'm going to bring you another track. Then we'll start with the unsettling facts. Get ready to be unsettled tonight on the show that goes like this. And here's some great music as well. Here's The Automatic.
Without these pills, you're letting
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Fantastic. The Automatic there with Monster as well. Right, are you ready to be unsettled? Okay. Here we go with the first unsettling fact of the evening. Many people from Britain will have holidayed in America and even ventured to Disneyland and maybe gone on the famous Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disneyland. Now, the engineers from Disney took one look at the fake skeletons that were initially brought in to build the ride. Obviously, the skeletons didn't build the ride, you know, to decorate the ride. And the engineers and designers thought they weren't creepy enough. So possibly because prosthetics when the ride was built weren't advanced as they are now. So to offer a more authentic experience, Disney engineers enlisted the help of the University of California Anatomy Department for real skeletons. Gradually, they replaced real skeletons with fake ones, but many people believe real skeletons still remain in the attraction to this day. It's a bit unsettling, isn't it, knowing that? Now, this is unsettling. I grew up at a time where I was terrified of this movie, and I didn't watch it until I was a bit older, but I remember going into video stores, as was common back in the day, and even the sort of cover of horror movie films on the old VHSs you could rent. I didn't want to go near this film. But did you know A Nightmare on Elm Street, Wes Craven's masterpiece, is based on a real story? Now that sounds weird enough. If you're familiar with the film, you'll know people fall asleep and they dream in their sleep that they're being attacked and possibly killed by Freddy Krueger, and then that happens to them in real life. And they don't wake up. So the inspiration for the film came from a story director Wes Craven read from the LA Times. A boy was having disturbing nightmares and refused to sleep for days out of fear. The same night he succumbed to exhaustion, he died in his sleep after screaming for help in the middle of the night because of his nightmares. That is weird, isn't it? That is unsettling. That is upsetting. If it's true, could have been some journalistic license, someone trying to get a spooky story out around Halloween time. But anyway, if that story hadn't come out, we possibly would never have had Freddy Krueger and the Nightmare on Elm Street saga. There we go. Now, this song's not particularly scary or spooky, but, you know, superstition. Stevie Wonder doesn't cover many of the major superstitions. Black cats, magpies, salt over your shoulder, not walking under ladders. Nowhere to be found in these lyrics. You missed a trick there, Stevie.
There is superstition.
Keep me in daydreams. Phoenix FM.
Stevie Wonder and Superstition there. Right, get ready for some more unsettling facts on the show that goes like this. Halloween special. Hey, having a wonderful Halloween so far. Hey, haven't been tricked. Hey, you've been treated a lot. That would be fantastic. Hope your costumes are wonderful. Did you go out last weekend? Are you going out next weekend? You know, not many people possibly going out on a Tuesday night, but I expect some establishments will be expecting people to. Okay, so this is unsettling. It's not a fact really for the UK audience, but for all of my US listeners, if you want to be extra unsettled, as many as 50 serial killers are on the loose in the United States. There we go. I haven't just plucked that out of anywhere. This number is according to the FBI. Homicide archivist Thomas Hargrove, what a great job, speculates around 3,000 to 4,000 serial killers could remain active in the country, but the FBI says it's 50. 3,000 to 4,000? Come on. Surely not. Now, also, this is a worldwide fact. Apparently, parents shouldn't freak out if their children can hear voices. Around 8% of children do, which is as common as having asthma or dyslexia. Although hearing voices is creepy, it is regarded as perfectly normal. But where do the voices come from? Now, this is a gross-out fact. I'm kind of sorry to have to share this with you. I could have left it, but I can't now. Oh, I've read it and it's upset me. I know it's going to upset some of you listening as well. I'm genuinely sorry. Imagine the size of a mug. The size of a mug, you normally drink your tea or coffee or hot chocolate in it. More mucus travels into the trachea than ever comes out of your nose. Most of this ends up at the back of your throat. Every day, a person consumes around a mugful. I'm upset. Rest assured, it is completely harmless and normal. We all do it, probably without realising, but when you actually think about it, you're probably going to go, ah, I'm sort of sorry I've shared that with you. Only sort of sorry, because, you know, gross out. It's unsettling, isn't it? It's unsettled me, I can tell you. Just like this video did when I first saw it. Shakira, She-Wolf. If you know it, you know it.
I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere closer to get me a lover and tell you about it.
Oh,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's the Halloween special of the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, tonight on Phoenix FM. Great to have your company. Thanks for sharing it with you up until 8 o'clock. Then, of course, Rob Harvey in with Synth City from 8 till 10 as well. So don't go anywhere this Tuesday evening. You've no need to go out dressed like a ghost or with blood all over your face. I will tell you, a friend of mine used to work in a popular London attraction where you had to scare people and they came into a kind of area that was expected for frights, and he therefore, as part of his job, regularly had to have fake blood all over himself. One particular night he used to have a baton which he would run against some bars of a cage to scare people, and the baton slipped and his knuckles ran along the bars of the cage and he cut his knuckles. And he kept holding his hand up to people saying, "I've cut myself quite badly." And they were like, "Yeah, well done, brilliant." He's like, "No, I've actually cut myself." And they're like, "Yeah, that's really good. It's actually sort of running down your hand." He went, "Yes, because I've seriously cut myself. I need to go." It took him quite a while to convince people, because everybody there, all the scare actors, were covered in fake blood. When you're covered in fake blood and then you bleed for real, it's difficult to make people believe you have a medical emergency. Anyway, it could only happen to that person. But anyway, now we've heard about Paris recently and unwanted visitors in hotels in Paris. I'm not talking about tourists, I'm talking about bed bugs. This is slightly different, but an unsettling fact. Get ready. Your bed can contain up to 10 million dust mites. Dust mites common all over the house and kind of live in harmony with humans, really. Dust mites love warm bedding and dead skin cells. This makes your bed an ideal home for them. They're microscopic, they multiply till their numbers reach thousands or millions. Oof, that's it. 10 million dust mites could be in your bed right now. Just wash your bedding regularly, you'll get rid of a lot of them, but you can live completely normal life with no deterioration in health as a result of dust mites. Just knowing they're existing may make you feel a little bit uneasy. There we go. Here's another potentially gross out fact. It's not as bad as the last one, which, let's be honest, I never want to mention again. If we're thinking about measuring things in terms of mugs full, still upset. Imagine half a mug full, I'd say. Half a decent sized mug full. That is how much you sweat every day. Half a mugful every day. Which means your bed absorbs 26 gallons of sweat every year. Now, I'm quickly going to do a mathematical conversion, because I don't work in gallons. You know, we get gallons of petrol. So I don't know how much that really is. I'm going to do a live gallon to litres conversion. 1 gallon is 3.78 litres, so almost 4 litres, so 26 gallons, you're talking about 75 litres, possibly 100 litres, no, about, alright, I'll go to 90, that's my limit. 90 litres of sweat every year comes out of your body, much of it in your bed. You know, it also contains millions of dust mites. Let's all go and wash our bedding right now. Ooh, kind of want to. Here's Ella Henderson to help us get over those disturbing facts.
I keep going to the river to pray, 'cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm bored, I'm sleeping all these demons away. What's your goal? The ghost of you, he keeps me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, the soul what's inside of you. You try hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. And these guys sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. By light living in the shade, your cold heart makes the spirit shake. I had to go. That's when my love was burned.
Net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Right, it's the Halloween special show that goes like this. Hey, you're having a fabulous Tuesday. Thanks for being here. What else can I tell you, unsettling fact-wise? We'll get ready for a good one. The Isla de las Muñecas, or Island of the Dolls, is one of the most haunted places in the world. It's a small island south of Mexico City. Perched and nailed onto the island's trees are little dolls that are said to be housed by the spirit of a little girl. According to legend, the island's caretaker found a girl who drowned in mysterious circumstances. The caretaker discovered a doll floating in the water, which he hung onto a tree to appease the drowned girl's spirit. However, this show of respect didn't work, and the drowned girl spirit continued to haunt the caretaker, causing him to hang more and more dolls in order to temper her anger. Sometimes tourists say they can see the dolls move their heads and whisper among each other. There we go, that is spooky. Is it true? Why does an island have a caretaker? That is a weird caretaker job. I only associate caretaking with schools, really. I'm sure many businesses require caretakers, but you have a school caretaker, don't you? They have to do all the maintenance around the school, put chairs away, put desks around, you know, accommodate visiting people in certain areas and get whatever they require. Do you want to be caretaker of an island? Where is it? Poor Mexico. All right, what do I have to do? Not much, just tidy up, get rid of all the rubbish. Oh, and there's some dead girl spirit, a load of dolls there. I'll leave it, actually. Probably not how it worked, but anyway. Here's another slightly unsettling fact. The Zoroastrians leave their dead in special towers to be eaten by vultures. Some may find it creepy, but it is simply tradition for Zoroastrians. I know what you're thinking. Who or what are Zoroastrians? Well, don't worry, I've already done the exhaustive research on your behalf. they're an Iranian group of people that believe an Iranian religion, one of the world's oldest organized faiths, based on the teachings of the Iranian-speaking prophet Zoroaster. There you go. Don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. Anyway, their funeral practice involves leaving their dead on top of towers called the Dakhma. Zoroastrians believe that the earth, water, air and fire are all sacred, and thus burying or cremating the dead would spread impurities to these elements. Leaving their dead exposed to the elements might horrify some, but it's a sign of respect for the Zoroastrian people. Okay, can you imagine? Do you want to be buried or cremated? Actually, do you know what? Yeah, how tall is that tower there? Any vultures in this area? Not sure if you'd choose it, given the choice. But anyway, is it creepy? Yeah, possibly. Is it unsettling? Is this song unsettling? Well, this song must be, because it's called The Creeps.
Free drinks all tonight. Take some happy face. Break me, cause it keeps coming down on either side. Bleeding in my mind. Waiting for the creeps to kill my last beliefs. So come on, oh, 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 oh.
Yes, Fede Legrand and The Creeps there. Always enjoy listening to that track. So you can have spooky music without just playing obviously spooky horror themes. There we go. But I am still sharing with you unsettling facts that are available to find all across the World Wide Web. Here's another one. In quotes, the Devil's Bible exists. And it's a contract between a monk and Satan. Also known as Codex Gigas, the Devil's Bible is the largest Latin manuscript known to the world. It contains a full-page portrait of Satan, and people believe the manuscript contains the contract of a monk who sold his soul to Satan in the 13th century in order to escape execution. Have a look yourself online, Codex Gigas. There we go, the Devil's Bible. Good luck if you follow that one up. Also, if you ever visit the Sedlec Ossuary in the Czech Republic, you will see decorations made from human bones adorning the interior. If human remains terrify you, don't go to this Roman Catholic church when you visit the Czech Republic, the Sedlec Ossuary. It's a bone church containing the bones of around 40,000 different people, all arranged in different forms, such as garlands, altars, and even a chandelier. Yeah, can't say I love that. I don't know if I'd find it unbelievably creepy. I probably wouldn't want to be in there on my own, but there we go. If there are a lot of tourists walking around, I'd be like, okay. Recently, I visited a church in Lincolnshire that had a stone spiral staircase that you could ascend and go very, very high up on the church and look overlook the surrounding area. I thought it would be wise to climb this tower to enjoy the view. My wife thought the same. Now, all I would say is the management of the tower climb could have been done better, not by us, by the caretakers of the building, if you like. And there were constantly people going up and down, and this was a very narrow stone spiral staircase that maybe every 40 stairs or so had a sort of recess in the wall that you could lean back in and let someone come past. But it was a little bit claustrophobic. I won't lie to you. During our climb, we had to let about 6 people get past. It was uncomfortable each time. Then we got to the top. Our thighs ached immeasurably and we stayed up there for about 10 minutes. Came back down, desperately hoping we wouldn't meet anyone on the way up. I think we had to get past 2 people on the narrow staircase. That was unsettling. That tower climb and descending again. So, you know, if you ever visit St. James's Church in Louth in Lincolnshire, if you're feeling brave, ascend that stone spiral staircase. I think it had over 200 steps in total. And they're all quite steep as well, and not exactly the same height between each step, you know. Good luck, everyone. Right, shall we have some more music? I think we should. I think we should hear from Radiohead. Go on, then.
whatever you want. So very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, get ready for a flash poll. Yes, we are going to have an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse and the airwaves tonight. Get ready for this one. It's probably the shortest poll I've ever done. But anyway, simply asking, is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? The only place you can vote is on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X. But the webpage is still twitter.com. I say this every week. Anyway, it's Twitter. Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote once you find the poll. It's only going to be online for another hour or so. And at the moment, with the voting that's happened so far, it's 50-50. Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? If you think it's brilliant, cast those votes. If you also think it's rubbish, cast those votes. And, yeah, be interesting to see at the end of the programme if we get a clear winner or not. You want some more creepy facts? Come on then. Right, here we go. In ancient England, people used hollowed human skulls as bowls and cups. That is a bit unsettling, isn't it? Cave settlers fashioned cups out of human skulls. They hollowed the skulls, removed the surrounding tissue until they could use them as drinking vessels. Oh dear. Fine. Also, ancient Romans believed that drinking blood would let them absorb power. Blood transfusion was a popular practice in ancient Rome. During gladiator games at the Colosseum, members of the audience would rush into the field to ravage the blood of fallen gladiators. They believed that in drinking the blood of fallen warriors, they too would absorb the warriors' powers and skills. If they've bled a lot and lost, oh, I'll have their blood, but they've just lost. You're not going to be that good, are you? Oh, that one that's just got destroyed over there, I'm going to go and drink their blood. Yep. But that means you'll have the power of someone that can be destroyed. Oh. Didn't think it through, did you? Disturbing. Here's Rihanna.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this? Nothing heard, nothing said. Can't even speak about it. I'm alive, I'm my head. Don't wanna think about it. Feels like I'm going insane, yeah. It's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you. A disease of the mind, it can't control you. It's too close for comfort, but
I'm bottles look comfortable. It's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you. A disease of the mind, it can control you. I feel like a monster.
Oh yes, great tracks, Halloween related of course, interspersed with unsettling facts that I've scoured the internet to bring you this evening. I say scoured across one particular website with one particular bit of it. So yeah, I've spent ages finding these for you. Please, come on, pull yourselves together. Right, this is weird. Now, this, I instantly wanted to mock this fact and then was instantly shocked at a discovery I made. Get ready. Alchemists used brain matter as an ingredient for an elixir of eternal life in the 1600s. Yes, John French was an English alchemist. So it said alchemists in the title. This is an example of just one doing it, but anyway. John French was an English alchemist who used brain matter for his concoctions. Another horrifying fact about his elixirs was he stored them in horse manure for months and then drank them after himself. Now I thought, how long did he live then, John French, after this incredible elixir of eternal life? He's not still alive. That would have proved it, wouldn't it? He lived to the age of 41, John French, and I thought, ah, well, there you go, that's a mockery, isn't it? He made an elixir of eternal life with brain matter in it, stored it in horse cack, and then died at the age of 41. However, the average life expectancy in Western Europe in the 15 and 1600s was 30 years. Now, imagine that. He lived 25% longer than people are expected to. So, food for thought there. That'd be like people regularly expecting to die at the age of 70 and living to 100. So, that's told me John French maybe knew something. Brain matter and horse manure. There's two things you didn't expect to hear in the same sentence. But maybe on a Halloween show on the radio, we'd expect to hear this. Here's Zombie by the Cranberries. It's got a very long intro. Maybe I can bring you another fact while the intro's playing. You know, I think I probably can. Yeah, I'm gonna. Right. Being buried alive accidentally occurred so often, people invented safety coffins. Doctors often misdiagnosed ill patients.